Good evening, everyone. We have reached the end of this trimester, and as has become our tradition recently, we're having an end of the trimester singing on Wednesday evening. Our theme for the new year starting, the new school year starting and beginning this next trimester, is going to be holiness. We're going to be thinking about God's holiness this year and how we are called to be holy because He is holy. And so our song service this evening will focus on songs that highlight God's holiness and the reasons that we should worship Him and call us to be holy. This past trimester, we have been working with the teen 2 and 3 guys in developing leadership. And among the leadership skills that we've talked about, and we haven't just focused on things that we do in our assembly, the topics have ranged far and wide. And I hope that they have been as edified as I have been sitting in on some of those sessions. But some of the things that we've talked about have been leading in our public assemblies, leading singing, prayers, doing lessons, scripture reading. And so we have asked our high school gentlemen to help us with the song service tonight. They'll be leading some songs and doing some of the scripture readings. And so we're very pleased that they're able to participate in that way. If you would, before David leads us in our first song, bow with me and we'll begin with a word of prayer. Righteous Father, we are so grateful to be here, to take time out in the middle of our week and to bring songs of praise to you and to read your word. We are grateful to be with our family, that we live in a time and place where we have the luxury of a midweek assembly like this so that we can become recharged, so that we can reconnect with our family, so that we can lift each other up. We praise your name, O God. You are holy and you are mighty. You are the director of our lives, and we pray that our lives will be enriched by your word so that we may be more and more like your Son, and through him that we might come to know you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Immortal, invisible.
Glory, 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 glory
I'll be reading the whole chapter, if you'd like to turn there. Again, that's Psalm chapter 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar in all it contains. Let the field exult in all that is in it. Let all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. Before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
If you'll be using your songbooks tonight, this will be song number 290, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Shine on me. Shine.
Our next song is called Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord of Hosts. It's probably a new song to most of you. I discovered when I led this over at Florida College just a couple of days ago that it was a new song to most of them as well. So we're going to sing through this a few times. In this version, there's only one verse. So we'll sing through the first time with just everybody singing the melody, and then we'll sing it through twice more. It's number 40 if you would prefer to follow along in a book, if that's easier for you, learning a new song. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Hosts. No so mi do. With the parts. The first time through, we'll sing it just a little bit slower than we will typically. So the last time through, we'll sing it up to speed. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Hosts. Psalm 99. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble.
He is enthroned
above the cherubim. Let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The strength of the king loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, and yet an avenger of their evil deeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for holy is the Lord our God.
Hosanna. continuing in our theme of holiness tonight, we are going to sing number 791, On Bended Knee. So if you're using the books, again, that's number 791.
Next, we'll sing the Holy Ground Medley. I led this just a few weeks ago on a Sunday morning, but it seems so appropriate to the theme. I think it's all right that we sing it again this soon afterwards. We'll sing the verses of this song, or the first song, number 100, a little more slowly than we're used to, and then the chorus to the song will pick up the pace and sing it a pretty good clip. And
on Zion's glorious summit. On glorious
Good evening. If you would please turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. Again, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. We'll be reading through verse 23. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on him as a father who judges impartially, according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls with obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
The ultimate definition of holiness is to be like God. So let's sing, "Oh, to be like Thee."
Oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer. This is my constant longing and prayer. Let me up, Lord.
take time to be holy.
This coming Sunday, we're going to start a new year of thoughts about pursuing holiness. This was a grand leading to that. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There are other invitations like that. In Isaiah 1:18, we hear, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And in Revelation 22:17, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Let him who heareth say, Come. Let him that thirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Though invited, man has been given responsibility for doing something himself. Noah could not stop the flood, but he could and did build the ark as God commanded. The blind man could not cure his blindness, but he could go to the pool of Siloam and wash as Jesus had instructed him to do in John 9. We can't remove our own sins, but we can obey the gospel of Christ and let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. That invitation always stands until Jesus comes again. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of our salvation." So now is the time to obey. If you've heard the story of Jesus and you believe it, and you understand that you are a sinner, as we all are, and you're willing to confess your faith in Christ, and you have been filled with godly sorrow because you understand what you've done to your Lord, and you're willing to put Christ on a baptism, we can help you be part of the kingdom this very evening, and you can have the rest and the peace that passes understanding. So if we can help you in any way, come to the front as we stand and sing. Brandon?
To Jesus.
Everyone have a seat for a minute, please, if you will. Thank you.